Today, Kiwis face with higher for longer rates stuck at 5.5%. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, and that is posts covering finance and property news. Well, the latest decision from the New Zealand Monetary Policy Committee was released on Wednesday, and it was to leave the cash rate at 5.5%. Their key messages were actually little changed since the February statement on monetary policy, and they show little hurry to change current restrictive settings despite overall CPI inflation expected to fall below 3% this calendar year. Upside short-term risks to the inflation outlook were largely downplayed, with the Reserve Bank expecting sub 3% inflation later in the year, despite the economic outlook evolving broadly as expected. The Reserve Bank chose to defer any decisions on when to pivot to an easing bias until more clarity emerges. So this is another case of we'll have to wait for the data to show us what to do. They commented that the New Zealand economy continues to evolve as anticipated by the Monetary Policy Committee. Current consumer price inflation does remain above the committee's 1 to 3% target range, and a restrictive monetary policy stance remains necessary to further reduce capacity pressures and inflation. Globally, they said, while there are differences across regions, economic growth remains below trend and is expected to remain subdued. Most major central banks remain cautious about easing monetary policy, given the risks of inflation persisting and elevated inflation expectations. Financial market pricing for most central bank policy rates continues to imply some easing later in this year, although this has lessened over recent weeks. Participants in global financial markets do continue to exhibit strong confidence in the corporate earnings outlook, as reflected in equity prices and credit spreads. Aggregate commodity price indices have remained relatively stable despite ongoing geopolitical uncertainties, they said. Oil prices have increased while agricultural commodity prices have generally been weaker. The recent spike in global shipping costs, which has partially receded, has yet to be observed in New Zealand merchandise trade data. This timing is consistent with information from discussions, they said, with businesses that suggest shipping contracts in New Zealand are typically renegotiated every 3 to 6 months. Economic growth in New Zealand remains weak, and while some near-term price pressures remain, the committee is confident, they say, that maintaining the OCR at a restricted level for a sustained period will return consumer price inflation to within the 1 to 3% target band this calendar year. And the Reserve Bank noted that economic growth was weak, with GDP data close to expectations, but with mixed readings for sentiment, which was weaker, and near-term activity, which was stronger. The recent weakness in New Zealand economic activity looks to have largely been a consequence of restrictive monetary settings, and this will drive inflation lower over time. And moreover, the Reserve Bank also continued to flag that further easing in capacity pressures will be needed to deliver the sub 3% inflation on a sustained basis, with a sustained period of restrictive official cash rate settings needed to deliver this. The Reserve Bank also viewed the current conditions as being sufficiently restrictive despite the easing in wholesale interest rates, the New Zealand dollar, and retail interest rates. Credit growth remains subdued. And the Reserve Bank acknowledged that the first quarter CPI inflation will likely surprise to the upside. The monthly price indicators through to February suggest a quarterly increase around 0.7%, as opposed to the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's 0.4% forecast. Oil prices are currently sitting above their forecasts, while the New Zealand trade weight index is a tad lower. And the Reserve Bank of New Zealand noted that the monthly price data was subject to considerable volatility, making it harder to decipher a clear economic signal. And turning to the migration, the committee noted that continued strength in net migration supported aggregate consumer spending and rising dwelling costs. And while the rate of net migration has declined from a recent peak, there have been significant upward revisions to recent historical data. Net migration also adds to labour supply in the economy, which has helped to alleviate capacity pressures. And members noted that there was a large decline over recent quarters in the share of firms reporting difficulty in finding labour. Now, that's all very interesting in the context of the recent announcements to trim migration ahead. Now, ASB Bank commented on the announcement, saying, "Today's Reserve Bank of New Zealand's assessment suggests the economy is largely evolving as the Reserve Bank is expecting. And with inflation cooling, there was time to wait on the sidelines and see how developments pan out before responding." ASB says, "We continue to view there to be a high threshold to future official cash rate moves over much of 2024. The Reserve Bank has been making progress in pushing inflation below 3% on a sustained basis, but the job is not yet done. And so they envisage that CPI inflation will likely fall below 3% by the end of the year, but only just, with little room for error. For the Reserve Bank to declare victory too soon runs the risk of undoing the progress on the inflation fight if wage and price setters decide that inflation rates above 3% are the new norm. High and unstable inflation imposes considerable costs on the economy." And that, of course, the Reserve Bank is trying to avoid that. "As such," they said, "we don't envisage the official cash rate cuts being delivered until the Reserve Bank is confident that sub 3% inflation will be delivered and maintained. And the earliest date that they could conceivably expect the start of an official cash rate cut will be November. But it's likely that monetary settings will remain restrictive for at least a year or so beyond that." So the bottom line is this, again, another central bank that's watching the data, hoping for the best, but also perhaps kicking out an expectation of when rates will be cut. This is a trend that many central bankers are now being faced with: higher rates for longer, which of course is putting more pressure on households and businesses as rates stay high. But if the battle for inflation is to be won, and if you believe that the central banks have the lever of cash rates as the only lever they can pull, then this is the natural outcome. The bottom line is, many people will be feeling the pain for a lot longer than were expected just a few months ago. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.